Next item, JW and TG LLC, parcel and 50-foot easement on Road 524.
This is a request to create a 35,000-square-foot lot with access from a proposed 50-foot easement. The existing lot has 100, or the proposed lot has 100 and almost 89 feet of road frontage. LDOT will only permit access from a proposed 50-foot easement to the west of the parcel, but they do have 153 feet of road frontage. My notes say it appears that the residual lands will be subject of a major subdivision application in the future. We received that application last week.
Well, there you go.
Karnak.
Is this a DelDOT again?
Yeah.
The DelDOT's already approved the lot with the access from the easement.
From the proposed easement.
Well, I'm thinking of the future, I guess.
And that's the only easement or access they'll give them is from that easement?
Yes.
Does that easement exist right now, or?
No, it's going to be proposed.
But rent.
You see, they still have 100. They had the legal.
Yeah, right.
That parcel has a legal
150
requirement.
So they're saying the access to that will be from the joint parcel, which is a proposed future route.
Oh, this will go into another.
Yeah, it's another subdivision application coming in. So basically, they're creating lot one for the subdivision.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you're favorable toward this application, it should be a condition upon that the access is from the easement, not from Route 524.
Okay.
So this says from the easement.
Access to this lot one will be from not from 524, but from the interior, from the easement only.
How does this lot relate to the subdivision? Is it?
Next lot's probably number two.
Well, I mean, you see, there's... I realize that, but...
Where the survey says...
But there's... On three out of the... Two out of the four sides of the lot are the lands of the subdivision, and... I guess what I'm wondering is this the best location for the future road, and how does this lot relate to the other lots in the proposed subdivision?
It looks like it's the way the property line's drawn. They're saying they only have 153 left, and then it angles off.
Right.
Away from the site, that's the only frontage left on the whole parcel. And if DelDOT's approved this entrance, it probably is the best location because it's view. In that direction, anyway. I'm not sure about this direction.
And something to make clear, I guess, too, for what it's worth, is that, you know, this may be lot one of a one-lot subdivision, too. I mean, just because this may get approved doesn't mean that, yeah, you know, the other one's going to get approved. It may be a one-lot subdivision off a private easement.
Well, I think a couple of the earlier examples we just looked at, by subdividing off the frontage, it severely restricts the ability to subdivide the interior of the lot. You basically backed yourself into a corner. And I would much prefer looking at the entire site to begin with, see how all the lots lay out. And then if you want to approve it piecemeal once you've looked at the entire site, that makes sense. But when you start out with a piecemeal view of the site, who knows what kind of corner you're going to be painted into.
This basically could be the entrance to this new development.
Could be. And there may be a better entrance.
Probably the only access to the new development.
Right.
And there's an easy answer to this gentleman if you want. If I guess it's, well, it's in the chairman's area, but it sounds like a site plan's been filed on this one. If you wanted to defer it and take a look at it, come back in a month and act on it then, I suppose, if you don't want to act on it tonight. I mean,
just using this as an example, we don't have everyone deal with it.
You can defer.
Rick suggests you could deny it and say it should be a part of the application for the subdivision.
Right, and that's another way to go too. Especially since we know a full subdivision's been filed on the thing.
And if Del Dot then comes along and says, well, we're not gonna give you entrance or have this piece of ground have access to road 524, they don't have any choice but make it part of the development.
I think Del Dot's already said that. I mean,
they've already said it, and yeah.
Del Dot said the access shall be from a 50-foot wide ingress egress easement as shown on the minor subdivision plan. If at such time residual lands are ever developed, access shall be from the internal subdivision street.
I agree with what I said.
Well, because one option is to look at the plan, the subdivision plan, before we act on this. It doesn't mean we have to wait until the public hearing.
Right. I mean, you could, if you wanted to do that, you could say it has to be part of that subdivision, but in the meantime, you can sort of keep that option open and look at the subdivision plan.
I think before we would make that decision, I would want to see the other plan first. So I think maybe Mr. Gordy, a deferral might be appropriate.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer Bobby J. and Diane Miller, two lots on Mallard Point.
Wrong one.
Which, where am I?
Number 17.
Number 17.
I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. Chairman, I move to defer JW and TG LLC, a partial 50-foot easement on 524. They will look at the proposed subdivision that's just been applied for.
Second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on a parcel and 50-foot easement on Road 524 for JW and TG LLC for the reasons stated. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.